Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello,
Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap yes. Be not weary in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap now. Say, uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Well, hello, welcome. We have
hello, Blog Talk
Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce to you.
There is a word especially for you. When you.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you all for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all please do not. I ask that you all please do not use profanity. I also ask that you all please mute your phone so that we do not hear any background noises. We're on live every Friday night, again, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host. You all can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Okay, on tonight, I wanted to speak with you all in reference to relationships. What is a relationship? The dictionary defines a relationship as the way in which two or more people or objects are connected, or the state of its being connected. The state of being connected, you generally look at it as by blood or by marriage. We as human beings, we usually look at it as that. But a relationship can be so many different things. And on tonight, what I wanted to know is, what do you all feel like a relationship is? Because there's different kind of relationships out here. And I want to know exactly what the streets feel like a relationship is. Because you have different kinds. I have a few callers online. Say hello on tonight. Hello, how are you all?
Okay.
Okay. What do I feel like a relationship is?
What's a relationship?
Uh-huh.
Oh, someone who has your backbone. You know, someone who knows your history. Someone who's been there for you through thick and thin. You know, no matter the storm, rain, sleet, the snow, you know, they be there for you when you're right or wrong. But mostly when you're right. Somebody that knows your struggles. You know, somebody that keep you motivated, to keep you going, you know. When you feel like you can't do something sometimes, somebody that there just to give you a hug and say you can do it. When you thought you couldn't do it. And when you were doing something good, and you know you were doing something good, and somebody brought it to your attention and was like, you did a good job, sir. That's what it is, ma'am, madam, or whatever the situation might be.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. Caller at 9660, what do you feel like a relationship is? If your phone
Hello?
Number ends... I apologize. When I call out the numbers, I'm going to be calling out the last four digits of your phone number. If you would like to speak, you can speak. If you don't want to speak, you don't have to. But I would like you all to say at least hello. Caller at 9660.
Caller at 360.
That's fine. Caller at 3657. Say hello.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hey, hello. What do you? How are you? What do you feel like a relationship is?
It's like two people joined together. It could be, I mean, with two people together, like friends. You could have a relationship with a friend or your mate. It's a relationship with two people. You could have a relationship with God, you know. Somebody, I just like he said, most of the things he said, and then like somebody you could talk to. And most of the time, somebody you feel like you can trust. You know, it's different, like you said, it's different relationships. You have a relationship with your children.
Caller at 8757. Well, caller at 8271. Oh, okay, well, unfortunately, these callers would just like to prefer to listen. But, yes, like you said before, Ms. Peaches and Mr. Samples, I know that you all were saying that relationships are different. You know, you can have relationships with God. You can have relationships with people. You can have relationships with your family members. And you can have a relationship with friends. And, I mean, anytime you have a relationship with anybody, you have a healthy and an unhealthy relationship. Do y'all agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Can y'all share with me some forms of what you feel like a healthy relationship is?
I feel like a relationship is somebody that's positive, want to help you towards the good things or something positive, and not somebody that's always unhealthy, or somebody always talking towards. It's up to you to do what you're gonna do, regardless. But somebody that's more to do, you could be in a relationship where you fighting all the time. That's unhealthy, or somebody downing you, even if it's worried or talking bad to you.
That's a form of unhealthy relationship. And we find unhealthy relationships a lot in today's world, living in a world that we live a lot of unhealthy relationships, and that's with your friends, your family, and things of that nature. And, I mean, how can we as people help people? Like, what kind of words would you give a person who's having an unhealthy relationship? What words would you be able to tell them? Like, because, I mean, some people are afraid to, you know, how can you acknowledge that you're having an unhealthy relationship? Because some people don't even know when they're having an unhealthy relationship because they're so blinded by things. Some people are in relationships, like you were speaking about regular relationships, you know, as boyfriend and girlfriend relationships, and they are unhealthy. Like, what are some of the things that you all feel, how can you acknowledge if you're in a healthy or unhealthy relationship? That's what I want some of my callers to bring out, not myself, but some of my callers. Go ahead and speak.
If he or she don't make you feel good or make you happy about yourself, it could be abusive. You know, that's something, it's not going to, you know, a lot of times the first thing they'll say, well, he say he not going to do it no more. If he do it once, he'll do it again. Eventually, he'll do it again. So it's this, fighting on you or embarrassing you, talking down to you, making you feel, you know, low. Like making some men could make you have a low self-esteem. And same thing for women, same thing for men. Make you feel, you know, have a low self-esteem. And if you got to talk to me like that, then you don't mean me no good. You know, most of the time you're supposed to tell somebody something positive, something good, you know, to make them feel better, lift you up. You never know what a person is going through. That could be just as a friend. You know, if I see you going through something, come over crazy to you or nothing like that, bring you even down, you say something to try to lift them up. Or that's nice, you know, something positive toward them, you know, like a positive affirmation. If you have to do it for yourself, you know, you have to bring yourself out of it sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you do have to bring yourself out of it because sometimes you don't have somebody around you to mm-hmm. actually help you and motivate you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like sometimes people, you can be in a relationship so long to where you accept things that a person mm-hmm. puts you through just because you want to be in a relationship, point blank, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes people don't find it convenient to let something go. Sometimes you don't know how to let go. You know what I'm saying? And some key components to a healthy relationship is one that allows both partners to feel supported and connected but still feel independent. You have to still feel independent if you're in a relationship, point blank, period. No matter whether it's a friendship, a boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, even in your family, if you don't feel independent, you don't feel like you're in a relationship. I mean, you got the both parties still have to feel independent, and you have to have communication and boundaries. Communication is one component of a relationship that's very, very important in a healthy relationship. You have to be able to talk, and a lot of people are not able to talk. And I mean, when you're talking, you have to gain understanding. And some people are afraid to even converse. You know, like I've had situations to where you can have a regular simple phone call as far as saying good morning to a person. And I mean, just being a friend, you know, saying good morning to somebody, somebody will get upset when you say good morning to them. And you wonder what's so bad about you saying good morning to that person. That's an unhealthy relationship. And I mean, you have some people that say, I'd rather just be alone. And I don't think you're supposed to just want to be alone in life. You're supposed to actually have a partner, because I feel like God set it up for everybody to have a partner, because in the Bible, it clearly states that God made a man to be with a woman. So, I mean, I want to start with that. So, callers, I have some more callers that just called in. Caller at 1914, say hello on tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
Caller at 9868, say hello on tonight. Caller at 551, you can say hello on tonight if you would like to.
They don't want to say hello.
You say they don't want to say hello?
They don't want to say hello. What's the topic, baby?
The topic on tonight is a relationship, and we're talking about.
What up, girl?
You say, what's up?
What happened? Because I need to let them know.
Come on, go ahead. We're listening.
Okay, what's the topic on a relationship?
The topic on a relationship, we're talking about what it is to be in a relationship. Basically, we're talking about healthy and unhealthy relationships. We're talking about sometimes you're in a relationship and people tend to bring you down, and you know, you have to have people around you to help you build your spirits up sometimes. And I mean, sometimes you have to bring your own self up because nobody else is around you in order to bring you up. And so we were talking about good and bad relationships. So if you would like to share anything about a relationship, you can do so.
Okay. See, a relationship got to be honest. Honesty is the relationship. If you're not honest with a relationship, you ain't going to get nowhere. Trying to keep secrets, you ain't going to get nowhere, because everything done in the dark must come to the light. So if you got a spouse, and you and your spouse in a relationship, everything should be 100. It shouldn't be no secrets. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
agree with you on that.
You don't need to be in no relationship, because that means that you hiding something. If you hiding something, then you're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
See, that's most people think, guilt. And it don't be the women, it's mostly the men. Because a real woman will sit down and wait for her king to come home. But if her king ain't trying to come home, then what's she supposed to do?
Yeah, you're right on that, because a lot of men stay out all night and they don't want to come in. They be with another person. And, I mean, not only men do this, women do this too. Women do it too. So, I mean, when we're dealing with these kind of people, like you said, honesty is the best thing. And some people don't know how to be honest. Some people just draw a lie. I mean, how can you communicate with a person if you just draw a lie? Have y'all ever been in a relationship where somebody just tell you a lie for nothing? I mean, how do you identify a lie when you're in a relationship? How do you know that you're being lied to? No understanding.
I've been in a relationship before to the person lied so much to where he believed it himself. I'm talking about it was for real. I mean, to where you tell a lie so long to where you really believe it sometimes, you know? That's how, I mean, that's just what it was. He really believed it.
So you saying you was around someone who actually lied so much to where they start believing the lie themselves?
Yeah, for a short time, yep. It was lies. I mean, you tell one lie, you got to tell another. You got to continue to lie. So after so many lies, you feel like that happened for real, you know? And, I mean,
are you
crazy.
Telling me that somebody can tell somebody into believing what they saying
no,
is
they
true,
believe,
even
no,
though
they believe they self. No, that person believes that they self. You can't. I'm not saying you can talk to the next person into believing it. No, you tell, if that person, you tell a lie, so many lies to where you still believing it yourself. Yeah, for so long.
Okay. I believe in that. I believe that sometimes people can tell so many stories to where they try to talk other people into believing it. But I mean, if you know it's a lie, then why would you go? Why do you feel like a person in a relationship would go on with that lie just to be with that person or what? Like why
no,
do you feel like
no,
a person would lie?
No, you misunderstanding me. I'm saying not. It's okay. Same as me and you. I'm not saying that I could talk you into believing my lie. I'm saying if I lie so much and so, you know, so long to where I start believing myself, not making the next person believe what your lie. I'm saying you make yourself.
Oh, you can't lie. You just believe that they tell
them. Yeah, you believe it
you
yourself. I mean,
the truth themselves.
Yeah,
that's not good.
The person that's. The person that's lying start believing it. They own self.
Uh-uh.
They start believing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Not at all.
Okay, well, okay, let's move a little forward on what I wanted to bring out. In a relationship, do y'all feel like you're supposed to set boundaries? Any callers on the phone feel like in a relationship you're supposed to set boundaries? We're going to go down the line. 8-7-8. What do you feel? Do you feel like you're supposed to set boundaries in relationship?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting it like this. If I trust you, I trust you. You know what I'm saying? And when I catch you, I'm going to catch you. You know what I'm saying? That's always been me.
Okay. What
so,
do you mean?
You're going to get caught. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm a Gemini, so I'm very reserved. You know what I'm saying? So I pay for a lot of things. I might not say it in the beginning, but I'm going to let you know in the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very, like this. Let's put it this way. Remember a few months back, we talked about something, and I said I saw something, and I just never said it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A conversation where I said I never said it. But see, I explained to the person. I never explained to them, but I been knowing what was going on because I saw it. You come home from work at night. You know what I'm saying? Talking on the phone, you pull up in the yard, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm supposed to sit in the house where I'm cleaning up and doing up everything for the kids. You don't want nothing to be said, you feel what I'm saying? But then when you come in the house, you don't want me talking on the phone to nobody. So how you going to do that? You want to
Yeah, that's not
you?
A good
So that wasn't a good thing, you know what I'm saying? On the cool, I've been knowing what you were doing, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, I'm a player, but when I did my stuff, you saw it, you know what I'm saying? Right there and there. You say you saw it, but you never did. You was the one that was doing the thing the whole time when I wasn't. Yeah, I'm a flirt because they're running my family. I'm a known flirt. I flirt with a lot of people. That don't mean that I'm with them. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I got all my kids. I flirt with a bunch of women, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, if my heart wasn't in the situation, my heart was in the situation with my kid's mother, period. You see what I'm saying? I had respect for each one of them until they jumped the line. You see what I'm saying? When they done something different,
yeah.
You chose something else. You sneaking behind the gates. I didn't. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
I didn't call, I'm the type of person, when I see you, I shoot you a deuce. And, you feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I get what you're
like
saying. You said when you see us. You
I'm like,
you
I'm like
him,
that
you
old saying, so, if I can't put my heart in, I don't want to be involved in it at all. So, this is what I'm going to do. Real talk. I ain't been on top of my game with my kids for a minute, but I promise you, come January, my kids ain't going to have to worry about nothing because I'm going to give all of it back to their mamas. You feel what I'm saying? I got a special surprise for each one of them. As soon as I get through with everybody album that I got going on, we're going to give everybody their stuff back. I'm going to give each one of them an envelope. Here this is. And go about your business, baby. You feel me?
Well, I think that's pretty good that you're going to do something good for your children. But what I'm trying to say, like, why are you going to send them about their business? Why aren't you going to try to reestablish?
They already been going about their business. A couple of married already. They doing their own thing. So. On the cool, I'm just going ahead and say, I'm going to pay you for what you've been doing for all these years while I was doing my thing, trying to baby fed. So, guess what? I'm going to give you yours back in the long run. Feel what I'm saying?
Okay,
so
I understand.
You get yours.
But do you feel like in your relationship that, did you set boundaries? Like, did y'all communicate to where y'all could understand each other? Because, like, we were talking about honesty. And stuff like that. Did you, like, in your relationship, did you at some point talk to this person and try to make this person be honest with you about what they was doing? Because, I mean, it sounds like to me that you were in a relationship to where that person was, like, overbearing and, like, would not respect your choices. So,
that's one thing I
like,
tell
you. Like, did you put your
choice.
Foot down as a man? Because you're the man. Did you put your foot down?
Yeah, I put my foot down, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I'm not argumentative, you know what I'm saying? Give me my own space,
okay.
Let me do me. All them arguments, we ain't got to have them. If you want to argue, I ain't trying to be around shit, you feel what I'm saying? Because as a kid, I see my daddy fight my mom a lot, you feel what I'm saying? So I don't have no parts with that shit. So I don't get involved.
You can't cuss on home. You can't cuss on street out.
I never cuss.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said you had
no
question. Okay, my apologies.
No
okay.
No
I appreciate you for. Okay, I appreciate
you
for sharing on tonight because it sounds like you got a lot going on and it sounds like you're stepping up and you're being positive and you're being a man about your situation. And is anybody else on the line want to give him some input or if y'all want to share something about y'all experience in a relationship or something that he said, did it touch any of you all? Or would you all like to tell him anything? Call us 7277. Call us 7277. Say hello on tonight. If your number ends in 7277, say hello on tonight.
Hey, what's going on? I didn't know. I was just calling in and listening to the broadcast.
Oh, okay. We're glad that you called in. We're talking about relationships on tonight. Thanks for calling. Caller at 9868. Do you have anything to say about relationships on tonight? Caller at 5513. Do you have anything to add to relationships on tonight? Okay. Well, I'm gonna move further inside my broadcast. I wanted to know after you all set boundaries, we talked about communication, we talked about boundaries, we talked about them being two major components in a relationship and a healthy relationship that is. And we talked about understanding, and we talked about people being honest, okay? And another thing that I wanted to talk to you all about on tonight the state of being connected in a relationship. What do y'all feel like? How do you feel like you can connect to one another without overstepping your boundaries? Hello? Any caller? Caller at 3657, do you feel like, hello? Okay, well, I don't have any callers that would like to say. Okay, do you have anything to say about overstepping your boundaries in a relationship?
Oh, not really. I'm not. Have to think about it. If I can't trust you, then I don't know. I just know in a relationship, if it's a healthy relationship, we should be able to trust each other. We should be able to talk to each other. You know, and if you can't communicate, it's not gonna work no way. If trust, if you don't trust a person, and if you can't communicate, it's not going to work. Because if every time we get ready to talk, it matters what it is. If it's, we're trying to communicate it and we can't come to an understanding, it's not going to work. So for us to be able to understand, you know, get understanding.
A lot of people say that they'd rather just be alone. What do you feel like being alone? Because, like, in the Bible, it talks about people that says being, you know how some people say, well, I just rather be alone. It says in the Bible, it talks about being alone in Genesis 2:18. It says, then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and a helper fit for him. And, I mean, so you know how some people say, well, I just rather be alone instead of, like, being in a relationship. I don't think that people are meant to be alone in the world. Because you have a lot of people out here that say, well, I just rather be alone. And a lot of people talk down about getting married and things of that nature as well. And I feel like a person that isolates himself, like seeks his own desires, and he don't have, like, anything to grow on. So what do y'all think about that? I mean, because I feel like two are better than one at any time. What do y'all feel about that?
And sometimes people say they rather just be alone, and maybe because they just haven't found nobody. It might not be the case. It might just be where they really haven't found nobody, or everybody they've been running into is not right. So you really need to wait on that right person or ask God to help you. And you never know. People could say that all day long that they'd rather not get married than this, that, and the other. But if they run into that right person and that person, you know, make them feel that kind of way, you know, who knows? You could change anytime. But I always change somebody.
Yes. Some people, I think when they say that they'd rather be alone, I think it's because they haven't found that right person that, you know, to love them. I feel like they just haven't ran into the right one. And I feel like it's more of a cover-up. When you say that you want to, that you'd rather be alone, I feel like it's more of a cover-up than a comfort. You get what I'm saying? Because who would want to really be alone in this whole world out here? Because, I mean, nobody really wants to be alone out here. I don't know about y'all, but I know I wouldn't want to be alone. I can't speak for everybody because each one teach one. Somebody on the phone might feel like they'd rather be alone, but I don't feel like God's ultimate goal was to set us out here to be alone because he wouldn't have made man and woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have some new callers online. Caller 8008. Say hello tonight. Okay, well, I also have Miss Sharon on the phone. Miss Sharon, how are you on tonight?
I'm great. What is y'all talking about tonight?
On tonight, we're talking about relationships and how we basically went through some unhealthy. We said that we all said that there is some unhealthy and healthy relationships out here in the world, and we were talking about the components of making a relationship be strong and healthy and happy. We talked about being like communicating and setting boundaries, how those are the two major components, and we talked about honesty and being and having understanding. What do you feel? How do you feel like a relationship will work, whether it's with a family member, a boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, anything? What is your input on it?
Well, all of that. You have to have trust, for one. You have to have trust, and you have to just, you know, let a man be a man and a woman be a woman. As far as, I don't know,
when you say let a man be a man and let a woman be a woman, are you like, what like speak on it? Like, what are you saying? Because I mean, some people don't understand what you're saying when you say that.
Well, a lot of women, they try to run over a man. You know, try to take his whatever he has. They try to take that and not let him be the man that he's supposed that he is. And
like step on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What you saying?
No, I'm saying, are you saying like step on his toes, like try to overbear him, like a woman trying to be sit herself in a man's position? I'm trying to understand. What are you saying?
Yeah, you know, like that. You know, it's a lot of women don't want to, you know, to be. Listen, you know, follow a man. They feel like since they've been, if you, for instance, if you meet someone and I'm just not getting in. I don't know how, what y'all.
You're going exactly where I want you to go with this. You're saying when a woman meets a man, we can go deeper. When a woman meets a man, you feel like some women don't want to be submissive to the man. So that's why some relationships don't work out. Is that what you were supposed to say?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. I mean,
come on.
You don't know. So you saying as far as men being, people being alone, no one wants to be alone. I feel like should no one be alone in this world.
Okay. She went baffled on me. I wanted you to come on and say what you were supposed to say. Because a lot of women nowadays are not speaking on it because we want to be in control in a relationship.
If men by themselves, they want to be in control.
A woman that's used to being by herself all the time, a woman that's the breadwinner inside her household, and she feels like she's in control of everything that she touches. What would you tell to that woman? How would you encourage her to be submissive to a man? How can you break a woman down to be submissive to a man?
And that's being a lot, having a lot of pride and a lot of. You have to just let that go, and that's more a lot of pride. Being since you've been running and doing everything, you know, you have to. A lot of people say it's hard, but it's not. You just have to pray about it and let go and let him do it his way sometimes, not only just your way. And a lot of things you ain't going to like what he do, but you have to make like you do like it.
See? And that's coming from a wise person, and that's what it teaches you in the Bible. It teaches you in the Bible that, well, hold on. I want to go back to this. You have to first become married, because it says a man who finds himself a wife finds himself a good thing, and that's once you become married to a person, because you don't just let any man come in and run your whole household. It's your husband. Once you get that husband, once that husband finds his wife, you allow him to do different things, and you allow him to come in, and you be submissive to him. You pipe down a little bit. And I totally agree with you, Ms. Sharon, when you say that you have to follow in a man's footsteps. Some women, we feel as if when a man
is not right, because we always say we always think we know the right way, and they don't. But see, sometimes you have to. If it's not the right way, you still have to go along with what he does. You have to let him.
I'm glad you said that. I agree with you on that. Hold on. Somebody has a voice that's going on, and I need to call to message.
Good morning, Ms. Brooks. Thank you for calling. Please give your call back. Can you speak to me? Call back.
Message saved. Stage message.
Somebody's voicemail.
Press 2 to create.
Hello. Okay, I had to cut that person off because my apologies, y'all. I had to figure out who that was having the background noises and having that. My apologies to all the Street Talk listeners on tonight, because we were going forward with our calls and we were talking. And unfortunately, I had to mute that caller, and my apologies to you all. But yes, like we were saying about a woman being submissive to her man. Once a man finds himself a wife, we are supposed to pipe down to what he's saying, and we are supposed to allow him to run the whole household because he's the head. But if he's doing something against God's will, that's the only time that you as a woman has the right to go against your husband. But any other time, you're supposed to follow in his footsteps. And if he leads you into something, even though it's a place that you don't want to be, you still supposed to stand behind that man because that's the man and you the woman. Right. And that's your husband. And God set it up for you to do that. And if you didn't want him to be your husband, you shouldn't have married him. But y'all agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree. But I still say, should a woman and should a whole man be alone? But actually, it's no one. When a person feels that they're alone, they are not alone, because God is always there in the spirit. You are never alone. When you feel like you're alone, when you're not alone, never alone. And a lot of you do feel that way, even if you do have a companion. You feel lonely, but you're not alone. That's what you have to pray about, because God is always there. He will, help you with that empty spot. He'll fill that spot in your heart where you won't feel like you alone on this world, in this earth. Never.
It teaches you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it says, now concerning the things about which you wrote in this letter, for a man not to touch a woman, but because of a prevalence of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife and each woman have her own husband. Let the husband give to his wife her due, and let the wife also do likewise to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but her husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive each one. That's talking about sexual encounters. It's saying do not deprive each other except by mutual consent for by anointed time. And it also talks about when a person who down here where a person wants to be, say they want to be alone, you're not supposed to give yourself to anyone else unless you're married. But if I feel like if you were if you were meant to do something, or if you was meant to overpower a man, God wouldn't have gave a woman to a man. He would have made a woman for herself. Do y'all agree?
Right. See, it's a lot of women overbearing men now. That's why a lot of women are by themselves, because they won't let a man be who they are, be a man.
I understand that. And speaking of women being more submissive and women being, I want to invite you all to our second annual women's conference, which is tomorrow. And it's at the First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville, Texas. It's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's
10 in the morning.
10 in the morning to 2 p.m. It's the second annual women's conference. We started it last year. It's the second one that we've had, and it's a women's conference, and it's hosted by my sister, my friend, and it's a very inspirational thing. It said, "What has God brought you through?" It's going to talk about what has God brought you through. It's going to talk about domestic abuse, sexual abuse, prison, addiction, marriage problems, divorce, illnesses, financial troubles, and so on. And it says, if this is you or someone you may know, come on out this year to the Women's Conference. And it's basically, we're going to have a guest speaker, which is going to be Minister Govan, and we're going to have Sister Deborah King and Sister Janice Gilmore. They're going to be talking about divorce, a new beginning. We're going to have Minister Sharon Pipkins, and it's going to be she's going to be talking about prison. You can recover and rebuild. Like any woman that's been to prison, like some people feel like I've been to prison, so I can't move forward. And we have women out here that feel that way, and you can rebuild and you can recover. And we have another person is going to be speaking about health and wholeness. And last year, they spoke in reference to women, like what it takes to be a woman. Like, you know how people feel like it takes hair and beauty and all this to be a woman? Part of being a woman, but that's not the whole woman within itself. And I mean, at these conferences, y'all, I want y'all to know that they make you feel so good about being a woman, to where I feel like y'all need to come on out and see. It's in Duncanville on the corner of Wheatland and Clark Road. It's tomorrow from 10 to 2 p.m. And it's very inspirational. And I mean, when you come out, y'all will see exactly what I'm talking about if you all come out. But we can go ahead and carry on with our conversation. But I wanted to invite you all to this conference because it's gonna go down, and it's very nice, and it's very inspirational, and it's
Are
all
you gonna be there, Miss Sean.
You said, am I gonna be there?
Yes.
Yes, Miss Reddy will be there. Miss Reddy will be there. I was there last year. I will be there this year, and it's very inspirational, and it teaches a woman how to be just a woman within herself. And when you walk in and you get ready to leave, you're going to learn something about yourself that you didn't know, and you're going to like it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're not trying to disregard you men that's on the phone. We appreciate you all, too, because, like I said, it takes a man to run a woman and to tell a woman what to do.
Ready.
All
this is
from love, not running. It's love.
Let me explain something to you. I'm not bitter about nothing that I done done. You hear me? My thing is this.
Yeah.
I got something set to the side for myself. I ain't tripping about that because I'm a man. A man got to have that. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm just going ahead and bring my new thing to get involved with what I got going on. You feel what I'm saying? So
okay.
When I settle down, I'm going to settle down, but I'm going to let them know hey, y'all got married and had y'all fun, so it's my turn. See what I'm saying? My kids don't want me to do it because they think they want to be selfish. They like, ain't nobody good enough to be around them. You know what I'm saying? But on the cool, you know what I'm saying? Same thing about this. The thing goes both ways with a man and a woman. A woman always wants somebody to say, man, I got kids coming to take it. But the dose way in both ways. Remember that song that I told you we supposed to
hold
do?
Hold on. I didn't hear what you say. You say a woman says what? I'm sorry.
I got kids. They come with me. They're packaged here. Well, you got to realize, woman, this man had kids too. So same dough go the same way. So if you can't accept them kids that he had by other women, then it ain't what it is. See, my granddad told me a long time ago, if you can't accept the whole package, don't accept nothing at all. So until I find that the one that accepts the whole package, then that's what that is.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing because a man is not supposed to be with a woman that cannot accept him and his kids. That's not healthy. That's not a healthy relationship, and you can't go nowhere with that.
If a woman is with kids,
then she don't need to be with you anyway. I mean, this is life we're living in. This is real life we're living in.
And I don't mean to cut you off. Jealousy causes destruction. I ain't with no jealous shit. If you're jealous, go on about your business. Because I'm with you, that's what my heart and soul is. All that because, say, you look at that other chick, I'm looking at her, that don't mean nothing, but who am I in the car with? You see what I'm saying? That don't mean that I'm looking at her because I want her. Guess what? You look at dude and say, oh, he look good with you.
You said jealousy?
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes people play like they're jealous just to spike up their relationship sometimes. But it's unhealthy if you're
too.
Really it's
I
unhealthy if you're
too,
really when you're in a relationship because you have to feel that goes with being honest and having and everybody having their own opinions. Because like you just said, if you're inside the car with your woman and another woman walks by and you look at that woman, it's the desires that you have, whatever you're desiring, only you and God knows what you're if you're lusting over that woman, then you're wrong. And I mean, if you as a man that you're not doing that and your woman can clearly see it in your eyes, then that's between you and God. That's something you and God have to handle. That woman can't handle it because everybody is held accountable for themselves. She can't judge you and she can't beat you up about it, but she can leave you, but that's her choice. That goes with serenity. That goes with the serenity prayer. God, please grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. Give me the courage to change the things that I can and the wisdom to know the difference. And that right there, you have the wisdom. You have common sense enough to know that if your man is lusting about another woman, then maybe that's not your man or maybe that's not your woman if they're lusting by somebody else. That's common sense. Y'all
saying,
agree or y'all disagree?
You're right. I ain't insecure in no way. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been jealous or envious or nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I told you a while ago, if my heart ain't in it, I don't want to carry on with it. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I agree with you.
If you mind, you mind. What's mine is mine. You know what I'm saying? Just because I look at that other chick don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because she might not be what you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to have
the
biggest woman all day long.
That's what I said.
You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with looking because, I mean, you have eyes. God gave you eyes to see, but it's the thoughts that come behind it. That's what we were talking about earlier in the conversation. It's the thoughts that come behind anything. Like, if you're not being, like, only you know. That's what I'm saying. Only you know what you're thinking
at that moment. This is like you having a platonic friend. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of chicks that hang around me. Everybody thought that me and them would do something. I ain't with that. You feel what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Okay,
same
so you
thing.
Saying that in a relationship, that's going back to our conversation. Okay, in a relationship, if you hang around, who's to say, if you're a man, is it unhealthy for you to hang around women? Do you feel like, do women,
okay,
it's a lot of women.
You're a woman, you hang around dudes? You're a woman, you hang around dudes?
Not,
what's the problem?
That's what I'm saying. A woman, it should not be a problem if a woman hangs around dudes, and it shouldn't be a problem if a man around females. I mean, because that's where the trust and the honesty comes from. You have to be able to trust your mate.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do all the callers agree or disagree? Call at 3657. What do you think about that?
True, I agree.
Should I
you agree,
caller?
Caller 8728. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
You disagree?
See, not what I'm saying.
Why do you?
What I'm saying is this. I agree with you saying at the same time. Hold on, man. Hold on. Go on ahead and talk, Ray.
Okay.
Put my phone on mute.
Okay. Caller 8008. What do you think? Do you disagree or agree? Okay. Well, caller 9868. Do you agree or disagree? Okay. I guess a lot of our callers are not trying to talk tonight. Miss Sharon, are you still on? Miss Lisa, are you still on? Oh, okay, well, I see a lot of our callers don't want to speak on tonight, but I appreciate y'all for calling, but he brought out some key points. I feel like you can be in a relationship and you can have friends no matter what sex they are, whether it's a male or a female. Like, I'm a female. I feel like it's okay for me to have a male friend that I hang around on a day-to-day basis, and I don't feel like my husband or I don't feel like my husband or my mate or whoever I'm going with, I don't feel like they should feel insecure about me hanging around that person or going, maybe if I'm working with that person. I mean, because you're going to come into contact with different people no matter whether you're going to work, whether you're going to school, whether you're going wherever you're going. You're going to run into people of the opposite sex. And, I mean, you just have to have trust, and you have to be honest, and you have to have love for whoever you're with. So when you're in a relationship, you have to love God first, and you have to know God first, and you have to have the love of God instilled in you, and you have to have a conscience. That's what I want to say. You have to have a conscience, because if you don't have a conscience, you might go out and you might go with the person of opposite sex, and you're already in a relationship. But it depends on what kind of relationship you're in. So I don't know. Each one teach one. Tonight on the line, it's been good talking to y'all. And what do y'all feel as far as if you're in a relationship? I feel like you can go out and be around anybody you want to be around as long as you have a relationship with God. You know how to act and know how to carry yourself, and you're not going to put anybody else before your mate. Do y'all agree or disagree on tonight?
I agree. If I'm in a relationship, I'm a trusting relationship, and I'm happy. You happy with that person you with, and we trust each other, then it shouldn't be a problem. Because I'm not going to have no problem. I trust you enough to where you go out and be with your friend.
Whether she, you know, male or female.
I appreciate you for saying that, because a lot of people tend to get into, that's where the arguments and fights come in at. And I mean, that's even with sisters. You have sisters that get into it with each other behind baby daddy's drama, and I mean,
stop pillow talking.
It'd be crazy stuff. You said what? I'm sorry, what you say?
Stop pillow talking.
You said stop pillow talking.
Yeah, a lot of them people.
Who?
When the sisters get on the phone, they be talking, oh, girl, this, oh, girl, that. Stop telling your sister what's going on.
Why should you have to stop sharing something that you feel like is good in order to not have a person talk to your mate?
Then when your sister wants it, then what's the problem?
I heard that before. Somebody told me that before. Like, you don't brag about your man to your friends, or I ain't know about and the sister too. I guess you don't brag about them because you gonna make them.
The homegirl gonna want to find out. Curiosity kills the cat.
Yeah, they gonna want to test the water.
I mean,
it's still a matter of trust too.
Yeah,
I mean,
guess what she gonna want to do? She gonna want to find out too.
Okay, but listen to what I'm saying. You're not supposed to hide it either. But I mean, what goes on in your bedroom
your bedroom is your private room. That's your sanctuary.
That's what I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you're supposed to go around telling people what you're doing in your bed. I'm just talking about, like, it's okay to say, hey, girl, he cute. Because, I mean, I done had relationships where I'm in a relationship with a dude, and, I mean, I want everybody to see that he's cute, you know? What's wrong with that? I mean, it shouldn't be nothing wrong with, I want my homegirls to say, hey, he's handsome. I mean, at some point, you want your friends to say that your mate is cute or something, but you don't want them to go overboard. And that goes to tell you what kind of friends you're around anyway, if they want to have dealings with your mate, knowing that that's your mate, because what kind of love do they have for you? They don't have love or respect for you if they want to do things with your mate. You bring in insecurities, but I mean, if that's your friend, they're not supposed to want to do those kind of things anyway.
I agree with you on that. Guess what?
All right.
Okay, you remember when I said this on Facebook? There's three things that you don't bring to your house: a rat, a pig, and a snake.
What did you say? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's three things that you don't bring into your house: a rat, a pig, and a snake.
A rat, a pig, and a snake. Okay.
Agreed.
They'll bring them to you. Go ahead. Go and explain it to us so we can understand it on street talk.
She's a greedy chick. She see you and your dude having everything. What you think she going to want to do? Set up the lick. See what I'm saying?
I mean, so most girls sit around you anyway, and most dudes sit around you anyway to try to get what you want anyway. But I mean, I don't feel like you should have to hide it. But those are people that you're not supposed to be friends with.
Okay, now me and you fam, right? You remember that situation with my old girl with the stick?
You're right. The old girl with the stick. Okay.
So then, remember she was tripping about that because I brought my other friend over there, right?
Because you brought women around her dude, but I mean,
the same thing is this. Like I told her, if something was to be coming to violate that, I don't mind taking out the trash. It's about respect. You better respect. This one thing about it. If you my woman, and you know what I'm saying, me and you together, guess what? My homeboys come over. Why don't you go in another room while we're sitting in the man cage? See what I'm saying? Same thing with your homegirls. Your homegirls come around saying, man, say, baby, I got to go. You know what I'm saying?
We only have 1 minute left. Hold on. We only have 1 minute left on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate you. I mean, on Street Talk Radio. So I appreciate you all for calling on tonight. And I want y'all to remember that God is love, and to keep God in anything that you do. And make sure that you keep God in your relationship in order for your relationship to work. And I want you all to call back on next Friday night, because we'll be on live again from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And I want to invite y'all to come out tomorrow, all women, to the First Free Will Baptist Church in Duncanville off of Wheeland and Clark Road. And men, I want y'all to know that we're having a help fair the following week at the same location. I want men and women to come out too to that. And I appreciate you all for calling Street Talk on tonight. God bless you all. Have a great night. I appreciate everybody for calling, and give us a call next week. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, same place, same time, 310-982-4126. Miss Reddy signing off. God bless. Good night.